So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned the machlekes and the brayse regarding meridin karv l'nechsei shavoy. If a person was captured or was forced to run away, does Bezdin appoint his closest relative, an apparent heir, to use and care for the field or not? All agree regarding shamaboy shameis, meridin karv l'nechsei shavoy. If there are reports that the owner died, Bezdin does appoint his heir to care for his fields until the owner returns. And therefore, afilu shamash memashmash nuvah and mekadem betalish v'achol, hariz zaraz v'nisker. Even if there were reports that the owner is about to return, and the relative quickly cut the fruits, he gets to keep all the fruits. The machlekes is merely regarding lo yishamu b'shemes, if there are no reports that the owner died, otherwise known as netushim. The Rabbanan hold, meitzin oisim yadai, if the relative took over the field, Bezdin does extract the field from him because dima mafsid lahu. He might ruin the field by only sowing the field without fertilizing it to maximize his immediate benefits from the field before the owner returns. While Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Shemati shanetushim kishbuyin. The halacha of shavui applies to netushim as well, and that ein mitzin nais miyadei. Bezdin does not extract the field from him, because le mafsid lahu, the relative would not ruin the field. The Gemara, however, makes a distinction in Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel that regarding shavui he holds harizin zaris v'nisker. If the owner returns, the relative receives all the fruits, because as Rashi explains, kivin shashavim boi shemes, nachas la daiti de kule peri. Since the relative assumed that the owner died, his intentions were for all the fruits. However, regarding the tushim he holds, b'kulan shaman lem ka'aris. If the owner returns, the relative receives only the portion of fruits that is paid to a sharecropper, because lo yishamu b'shemeis, lo nachas adaita dekula peri. Since the relative did not assume that the owner died, his intentions were not for all the fruits. The Gemara continues with three halachas of Rav Huna. Eim eridin katan l'nechsei shavui. Rav Huna says if the heir was a minor, Bezdin does not appoint him to care for the field of the shavui, because dilma mafsid lahu, the minor might ruin the field. Bezdin appoints a stranger instead. V'lo karv l'nechsei katan. If the shavui was a minor, Bezdin does not appoint his heir such as his brother to care for the field, because kibin d'le machi asa l'chzuki bei. The relative might claim that he inherited this field from his father, and since the shavui, the katan, is not aware that this was his field, he does not know to make a macha, an objection. Therefore, Bezdin appoints a stranger instead. V'leikarv machmas karv l'nechsei katan. And even a relative only to the katan's relative, but not to the katan, such as ba'achi me'ima, he and the karv were brothers only through their mother, while the katan and the karv were brothers only through their father, Bezdin does not appoint him to care for the field of the shavui, the katan, because kivin d'leimachi asur lachzuki bei. The person might claim that his brother inherited this field, and since the katan is not aware that this was his field, he does not know to make a macha, therefore Bezdin appoints a stranger instead. As Rava explains, however, there is no concern that the stranger might claim that he bought the field from the katan's father with a proof of chazaka, that for 3 years he used the field without the katan's macha, because ein machzik menichse katan v'afilu higdal. A person cannot make a chazak in the property that a katan inherited, even after he matured, because as Rashi explains, lo yodu kishahigdol shehen shal aviv lefikech lemicha. Since as a katan, he was not aware that this was his field, after he matures, he still assumes that it was not his field, and therefore he does not make a macha. Regarding the halacha of ein meridin karv l'nechsei katan, the Gemara initially assumes that only ba'achi de'aba ein meridin. If the relative was an heir of the katan's father, such as a brother from the same father, Bezdin does not appoint him because there is a concern for asa lachzuki bei. However, ba'achi de'ima meridin, if the relative was not an inheritor of the katan's father, such as a brother from a different father, Bezdin does appoint him because there is no concern for asa lachzuki bei, as this relative cannot claim an inheritance. And only ba'arasa ein meridin, for the katan's field, Bezdin does not appoint a karev because there is a concern for asa lachzuki bei. However, bebate meridin, for the katan's house, Bezdin does appoint a karev, and there is no concern for asa lachzuki bei, because as Rashi explains, shashcheinim meidin maleim shabo lechelka shel katan. The neighbors testify for the katan that he inherited the house. And only the le'ovid itid ein meridin. If Bezdin did not issue a document in how the father's estate was divided between the brothers, Bezdin does not appoint a karev because there is a concern for asa lachzuki bei. However, over it to the meridin, if there was such a document, Bezdin does appoint a karev because kala isla, the word is spread that the field belongs to the katan. The Gemara, however, concludes that ein meridin karev l'nechsei katan applies in all cases. Lo yishna achi de'iba, the abba of lo yishna achi de'ima. Regardless of whether the relative was inherited of the katan's father or not, lo yishna arasa v'lo yishna bate, regardless of whether it was a field or a house, v'lo yishna aver itedah v'lo yishna loy aver itedah, regardless of whether Bezdin issues a document of the division or not. The Gemara proceeded with the following incident. Hahi savsa dehavi l'tlas bansa. An old woman had three daughters. Ishtavoy ihi v'chad debirata. The woman and one daughter were captured, and there were no reports that they had died. Idach tarti bansa shchi v'chad minayu v'shavki yinuka. The second daughter died and left behind a minor child, and the third daughter remained alive. Abaye says Bezdin cannot appoint the third daughter to care for all the assets because dima shchiva savsa. Perhaps the woman did die, and half the assets belong to the minor child, and imaridin karvel nefsekatan. And Bezdin cannot appoint the minor to care of all the assets because dima lishchiva savsa. Perhaps the woman did not die, and imaridin katan nefsek shabui. Therefore, Abaye ruled palga yehivna la laachsa, v'idoch palga makmin la abetrupal yinuka. Bezdin appoints the third daughter to care for one half of the woman's estate that she might have inherited, and they appoint a guardian to care for the other half that the minor girl might have inherited. Rava disagrees and rules migin mekmina petrapa la palga, mekmina petrapa la idach palga. Once Bezdin appoints a guardian, he cares for all the assets. L'saif shamu d'shchiva savsa. Later on, there were reports that the woman did die, but there were no reports regarding the first daughter. Abaye ruled tils yavina la la'achsa. One third of the assets are given to the third daughter for her share in the woman's assets. The tilsia vina le liyanuka, one third is given to the minor child for his share in the assets. The idach tilsa, yavinan danka la achsa, the idach danka mekmin la betrapa liyanuka. The remaining third that belongs to the first daughter is split into two. Bezdin appoints the third daughter to care for one half that she might have inherited, and they appoint a guardian to care for the other half that the minor might have inherited. Rabbi disagrees as before and says, migi de mukam a betrapa la danka, mukmina nam a betrapa la idach danka. Once Bezdin appoints a guardian, he cares for all the assets of the first daughter.